A change is coming at the state's Public Service Commission, the powerful entity with oversight power over New York's water, internet, and energy needs. According to my next guest, Politico New York's Marie French, the PSC chairman, John Rhodes, is leaving in February, ending a 7+ year run in the Cuomo administration, where he had key environmental and energy roles, including president and CEO of NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. Marie joins us now to discuss Rhodes' time in the public sector and what might be next for this active arm of state government. Welcome back to the show, Marie.
Hey, great to be here.
So for starters, why is John Rhodes leaving the PSC?
Well, he's been with the administration for, 9 years. And he is leaving in February because he says that it's his term is up. His term expires on the 1st of February, and he's decided that it's time for him to move on.
Is that common for commissioners at the PSC to leave, I guess, immediately as their term is up, or in some instances, do they stay on past that date?
I mean, there have definitely been occasions when commissioners have served past the expirations of their terms and waited to be renominated or simply served as holdovers for an undetermined amount of time. That's not unusual, and no one's ever objected to that practice. But Rhodes has made it pretty clear that it's up and he's headed out.
And at this point, do we have any indication where he's going or what he wants to do?
No, I'm not sure what his next step is, but I always say that no one ever really leaves the New York energy world. So we'll have to keep an eye out for what his next gig is.
Well, where does he come from? Was he previously a public servant, or was he more on the private side, whether in energy or environment?
Well, yeah, so he joined NYSERDA in 2013. Before that, he spent a little bit of time with the Natural Resources Defense Council, doing some policy and advocacy work in New York. And before that, he was in the private sector, working with a company called Good Energies, which has some business in Switzerland, but I'm not too familiar with that company myself.
So in a statement to you reflecting on his time at the PSC, he highlighted progress toward a, quote, clean, fair, reliable, and affordable energy system for all New Yorkers, and he also touted movement towards the state's greenhouse gas emission goals. Having covered Rhodes during his time at the PSC, what do you see as the headlines from his tenure there?
Well, he's definitely overseen the PSC at a time when reliability has been a big focus, particularly around, recovery from storms. He's led the PSC through some big expansions of the state's clean energy goals, the offshore wind piece of things, and most recently implementing sort of the increase of the renewable energy mandate that the state now has enshrined in law.
The leaders of state agencies, departments, and commissions in the Cuomo administration are often seen as an extension of the governor himself, if not stylistically, definitely in terms of the agenda that they advance. Was that the case for Rhodes in terms of his time at NYSERDA and the PSC?
I would say he's definitely sort of served a key role in implementing the statewide sort of push that Cuomo has, clearly given direction on in terms of, increasing renewable energy and doing that in a way the goal is always, of course, to not make energy too expensive for low and moderate income New Yorkers.
I mean, has there ever been a time, though, where they haven't seemed to be in lockstep with each other?
Nothing in particular comes to mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, the PSC has definitely, done some storm investigations. And when I say storm investigations, I mean, after utilities have responded to storms, they've done some really intense investigations, and Cuomo has called, for penalties for the utilities And Rhodes and his team have sort of backed that up in their investigations and reports in terms of finding problems and proposing penalties.
When Rhodes leaves the PSC, who will be left on the commission?
So the commission right now is at full strength, which means it has five people. So when Rhodes departs, we'll be down to the four standing. There's two Republicans and two Democrats. So the Republicans are Diane Berman, who's sort of a longstanding member, and then Jim Alesi, who's a former senator. The Democrats are John Howard, who is actually a close former aide of the governor, and served in his, you know, directly in his administration,
right,
before coming over to the PSC. And the other is Tracy Edwards, who's sort of a figure from Long Island. She's a former Verizon executive and also has recently and or in the past been involved with the NAACP down on Long Island.
Well, those four existing members that you named, could any of them potentially be elevated to the role of chairman moving forward? Or is it likely that the governor is going to tap someone from outside the PSC to fill that incoming role?
Well, that's a sort of a, I think it depends on timing. I'm sure they're sort of looking for an additional member of the commission. But, you know, if they can, Cuomo definitely has the authority to pick from the slate of commissioners anytime he wants, really, to appoint the chairman. You know, I've got to talk to some more folks, but, you know, if you wanted to lay bets, I would say, you know, the person who's a former aide to the governor could be a likely interim or permanent chairperson to follow up.
I think that's a safe bet if you look at how the governor has opted to fill other state agencies and commissions, just thinking of like J. Cope, the ethics agency, how every time they even do an international search for a new executive director, they always seem to stumble on a former Cuomo aide. Do you think that having, say, a former Cuomo aide in that role would be a big shift for the direction in which the PSC is heading? Or do you think that would be kind of just a continuation of business as usual for the commission?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd have to wait and see. But Howard is interestingly has frequently sort of raised a couple interesting issues during commission meetings. He is he's repeatedly raised the issue of cost to consumers of all of the states, you know, renewable energy and other programs, pointing out that, you know, at some point it might not be sustainable anymore to keep adding those costs onto utility bills, which has been the standard practice for most of the state steps.
And finally, obviously, as I look around the Albany landscape, you know, the person that makes the most sense to me with the energy and environmental knowledge and just fortitude as a leader would be Politico New York's Marie French. So if you are tapped by the governor, will you serve?
Well, you know, that would be a surprise to me. But I think I'd have to pass on that generous offer that I won't get.
Well, you guys heard it here first. We've been speaking with Politico New York's Marie French, who will not be the next head of the PSC. Marie, thank you so much for making the time, and glad you're sticking around with Politico.
Great. Thanks so much, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.